It's still July, but we're feeling a chill in the air.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. She is up and news it up. It finally found me. Renegade, you had it made. Treat for a bounty.
It must be the cool wafting off classic bands heading to the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden on Sunday night. Foreigner, Styx, and John Waite are on the Renegades and Jukebox Heroes tour. Break out the bell bottoms, the shoulder pads, the leg warmers. Whatever past fashion era you appreciate most, you'll fit right in. The show starts at 8. Since we're already in a nostalgic space, let's head to the Mann Center. Beck is there, and he's there tonight. But this isn't your regular Beck concert. The 8-time Grammy winner will be performing hits from his 2-decade career with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Now that's where it's at. The show starts at 8 p.m.
In the towns we know, a place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow.
It's time to get moving. Philadelphia Dance Day is here. The all-day event takes place at Philly Dance Fitness. You can take free classes from belly dance to ballroom. Even toddlers are welcome for a creative movement class. It's on Saturday beginning at 9:30 a.m. and we'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Some people dance, others create the tunes. The Philadelphia Young Pianist Academy is hosting its 12th piano festival. Starting on Saturday, there are 9 days of masterclasses, concerts, panels, and the Philadelphia International Piano Competition. Everything takes place at the Academy of Vocal Arts, and most events are open to the public. Though the accomplished wordsmith died over 400 years ago, Shakespeare's understanding of the human condition has far outlived him. But his work has been remixed into unique contemporary adaptations. Hamlet by New York Circus Project is an acrobatic take on the play. And at Shakespeare in Clark Park, As You Like It goes on with a multiracial cast through Sunday. Shows start at 7 p.m. and as always, the performances are free. Touch grass. That's what the kids say when too much screen time becomes toxic. You can do that and more at the Burpee Open. The longtime Pennsylvania-based seeds manufacturer opens the doors of its Doylestown farm one day a year to host an event for the gardener you are or want to be. On Saturday, master gardeners will be on hand to discuss and demonstrate techniques along with food trucks and live music. It's a kid-friendly event, so bring the whole family. It goes from noon to 5 p.m. We all could use a little more sweetness in our lives. On Sunday, you can find it at the African American Museum in Philadelphia. It's hosting the inaugural Sweet and Savory Mini Dessert Expo. 20 pastry chefs from around and close to the area will present their best offerings in 4 different categories. The ticketed event starts at 4 p.m. We're winding down this week's edition of Things to Do, but before we go, we started off on a nostalgic note, so why not end the same way? Travis Barker may now be best known as a Kardashian husband, but before that, he was the drummer in the early aughts hit-making band Blink 182. Well, he still is the drummer, and the band will be at Wells Fargo on Friday at 7 p.m. Use this weekend as an excuse not to act your age. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next week with more weekend options. I invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for details on what you've heard and even more. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.